So, Jeremy, I guess we can head into the weekend knowing we've got to wait at least a couple more days for the Supreme Court to weigh in on the health care reform.
Yeah, there was that thought that it might come out yesterday, but now it looks like it won't happen until at least next week.
Yeah, around here everybody's on like pins and needles, like this thing could drop any moment. But okay, we'll postpone that feeling until next week. One of the critical elements in the law is guaranteed coverage for people with a pre-existing condition. And before the reforms, those pre-existing conditions could jack up your insurance premiums, maybe keep you from getting insurance altogether. But what exactly counts as a pre-existing condition? We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill to find out.
I wanted an easy-peasy definition of a pre-existing condition. So I called up Karen Politz at the independent Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation.
And I was wondering if there's a simple definition out there.
Simple. Well, this is health insurance, so not exactly.
And not exactly simple doesn't even come close to how complicated the answer is. The rules vary state by state, company by company, ailment by ailment. But in general, say you want to buy a health insurance policy on your own.
Insurers will look broadly at anything you have now, anything you may have had in the past, even risk factors for something that you may have in the future.
Some of the questions is, are you pregnant? Or are you expectant father? Do you have any retained hardware?
Tim Peterson is an insurance broker in LA. He walks me through an application. The questions pretty much include everything that can go wrong with your body.
Do you have any ulcers, TMJ, arthritis? If you're actively in therapy, that can be an issue.
Not all these things mean you'll pay more or get denied. That's up to the individual insurer. But Peterson says there are surprises. Take a client who wound up with a toenail fungus after a pedicure and had to take medicine to treat it.
And they got a 25% rate increase for taking a medication for toenail fungus.
As many as half of non-elderly Americans have some kind of pre-existing condition, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. If health care reform is upheld by the Supreme Court, those conditions will basically stop mattering in 2014. You can't be denied, and
you would pay the same premium.
Sarah Collins is with the Commonwealth Fund.
Just as if you were working for an employer who offered a health plan, you don't pay more than your colleague because you have diabetes and your colleague doesn't.
But if the Supreme Court decides the act is unconstitutional, everything from cancer to hay fever could continue to count against you. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.